If you want to become financially independent, come to my seminar. Let me show you how to make the fortune you have always dreamed about.
Ready? Go!
What happens if you are named
in Nelson Rockefeller's will? You get rich quick.
Stand on the line, play the game again. Everybody's gonna lose, and I'm gonna win. Gonna get rich quick. This is my lucky day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel,
right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is a show where I, Josh Rubin,
and I, Noel Dineen,
come together once a week over a single topic, and from said topic, we dupe you out of as much money as we possibly can, as quickly as we can, and take you for every dime you're worth.
Yeah.
We come together over a single topic, give you a bunch of ideas on said topic. You take those topics, you action them, you get incredibly rich incredibly quickly. Thus the name, Get Rich Quick. And we don't ask for any money up front, Noel. We don't try to sell you something. We don't try to... although maybe we should... I feel like we were coming up with the idea for merch a long time ago. We had the pee jar.
Yeah, that was a big seller.
That was a big seller. I think
for
that
anyone
was the
who
only...
missed it, it was because you're too busy making money to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
So we had a branded pee jar, so you can pee at your desk while you're just raking it in, counting cash, making cash,
mm-hmm.
other things with cash.
Right. I think that was the only merch that we came up with.
Oh, wait, we had stickers.
Yeah, we had stickers. But anyway, we don't ask for any money up front. We don't take any money from you. We don't try to sell you anything, although, you know, if you demand it, we can bring merch back and we can try to sell you something in that way.
Yeah.
But no, we wait till you're really rich, guys.
We should make a Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel mask. Because that would command respect. You're already covering half your face, which kind of, you know.
Oh, like a COVID mask. I was thinking like a Halloween style mask.
No, like a COVID mask. Mm-hmm. And then you'd walk into a store and they'd know this person needs business. This person obviously has cash in hand, ready mm-hmm. to do some purchasing, and
that's
they would
right.
give you top shelf service.
Yeah. What would the image be on it?
I don't know, our logo.
Oh, keep it simple.
Yeah. We want to associate it with us.
Sure.
It wouldn't work very well if we had a different logo.
I don't know. I mean, it could be any imagery you want, you know.
Okay.
And then Get Rich Quick with Josh Noel tattooed somewhere on it.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be, you know, stacks and stacks of cash.
That's true. But we want to do something from a distance they can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, no. These people are serious.
So Ben Franklin with a clown nose.
BF. Our BFF forever.
BF. Yeah. God. Anyway, Noel, how do they give us money?
So after you're incredibly rich, after you've taken our ideas that we've put so little thought into and you have poured your sweat, your tears, your blood, everything into it, and you've made yourself into a success. You've become a millionaire, if not possibly a billionaire, or dare I say trillionaire. After you're that rich, you sit back and you say, hey, I didn't get here by myself. These two people gave very little thought to some ideas from which I leapfrogged into my billionaire status. So I need to give them something in return. I need to give them 10% of everything I made while I got rich. I need to tithe them. Nothing up front. 10% from the back.
10% from behind, people. That's what we want.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. That's it. That's how it goes.
That's it.
You know, Thanksgiving has interrupted our regular recording schedule. Normally we would record on Thursday, but because of Thanksgiving, we did not do so.
We did not do so.
And it was a COVID Thanksgiving, first COVID Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, first of many, perhaps.
First of what's probably going to be
if people don't freaking shape up.
Be several.
Yeah.
If not COVID, it's going to be the first of many pandemic Thanksgivings.
Maybe. I hope not.
Well,
I hope
look,
not.
I think the door's been kicked wide open, and the reality is there's going to be more of this in the future of this world.
Well,
as it continues on, as the world crumbles around us, mm-hmm. and mass destruction because humanity doesn't know how to take care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, disease is just going to be, these sort of rampant diseases are just going to be a thing.
Maybe.
And how they're managed is going to be the key.
Maybe.
I don't know. Prove me wrong.
I hope I don't have to.
Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving, Noel?
Thanksgiving was good. I made my first turkey ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? You've never made a turkey?
I've never made a turkey, no.
Not even for... What's the deal for with Canadian Thanksgiving?
Well, that's turkey.
That is turkey as well?
Yeah, same, basically the same stuff.
Same thing, except yeah. More maple syrup.
We don't hang it on some make-believe story about befriending the Native peoples. It's just a day of thanks.
And yeah, well,
harvest.
You guys...
It's a harvest festival.
You guys possibly have a worse record of treating your Native peoples than the United States does.
No. Go up to Canada.
Uh-huh.
And they may not be doing well off, but take a look around and you see a lot of Native Canadians. And you know why that is? Is because we did not genocide them the way they did in this country. So to say that Canada has been worse to their Native people is horrific to say.
Is it horrific
it's
to
horrific.
Say?
Yes. We have we have not had great relations. We've done a lot of very bad things to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're still here to suffer, though.
Well, the same can be said about Australia, but I would say that Australia has done worse
than America.
I don't know about that.
Than America?
I don't 100% know about that. Not that I'm defending America's record with Native people, but I think, you know, the way Australia treated the Aborigines
is better than
America horrendous.
Treated their indigenous people.
I don't know.
Yes, because they're still alive. There's still people there to be treated poorly. The fact that they are so few Indigenous Americans stands on its own. And I understand our argument is basically who is a better friend to the Jews, the Klan or the Nazis.
Uh-huh.
But if we're going to have that argument, the Klan's a better friend to the Jews than the Nazis.
See, I guess using the term "friend to the Jews" is just not working there either. But
that's what I mean.
Anyway, so you eat turkey.
Yes,
you made your first turkey. How'd it come out?
It turned out really good. It turned out really good. I just picked. I had one thing I wanted to do. I just got a bunch of. We've been on a little bit of an Herbes de Provence kick lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to find a recipe where I used Herbes de Provence in it. So I just Googled it. It looked good, and I made it. And basically all
you just took a turkey and put Herbes de Provence all over it?
Well, kind of, yeah. You just took butter, Herbes de Provence, some salt and pepper, oil, and you rubbed it on the outside, and then you filled the inside with other herbs and orange, lemon, and onion.
Yeah, and it came out good.
Came out great. Yeah,
good.
The biggest reason wasn't overcooked, right? Yeah. Turkey's turkey.
Turkey's shit. Turkey's garbage food.
I don't think so. I like it. It's not my favorite though. I appreciate the leftover turkey more. More important, my stuffing was great.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing turned out great. So that's the big thing for me. I love stuffing.
And Nigel ate his first Thanksgiving dinner?
He did. He tried a little bit of the stuffing. He tried some potatoes. He tried a tiny bit of turkey. Yeah. It was great. It was good. And we didn't do a whole lot. We cooked. We ate. There was a brief... Zoom thing with my family that I did.
Oh, you did one of those, huh? Yeah. Well, not one of those, but you did a Zoom.
Yeah. The only thing is it was kind of set for a long time. So we went on when it first started. There were only a couple people on. Mm-hmm. But we said hi and showed Nigel off a little bit. But then it was time for him to nap. And I knew that some other cousins of mine were getting on with their kids later on. So we said, well, we'll rejoin then. And we did, but I didn't realize, you know, Chicago's an hour off from us. So right when we rejoined is exactly when every single thing needed to be done at once for the, you know, the turkey came out. Mm-mm. I needed to start making the gravy. I needed to do everything.
Right.
So we once again really only stayed on for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I had to finish up cooking. And we ate. We watched half a bad movie, and we went to bed.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. Things just get more and more exciting in this day and age. It's incredible.
Yeah, bed before 10.
Uh-huh. The vagaries of having a child.
Yeah. But I sit, usually if we go to bed early, I'll sit in bed. And, like, read and stuff until about midnight.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit before midnight, maybe. Depending, or if I'm real stressed out and get into a COVID rabbit hole, maybe a little after midnight. And then I sit in bed awake for, like, 2 hours. Thinking, like, how can the world be fixed for my son?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you can't think like that because that'll just keep you up all night, I imagine.
It does. Mm. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how about you?
You know, it was fine. It was, me, my mother, my wife. That was pretty much it. Normally we have our goddaughters over with their grandmother, but they were staying at home and they did like a Zoom Thanksgiving thing with, some friends and family of theirs where someone did that thing where they prepared the Thanksgiving and delivered it, and then everyone got on the Zoom and ate at the same time.
So everyone ate at their desk, or what? Or did they somehow film their table?
Yeah, at their table. They just had like a computer, you know, their laptops on at the table and that sort of thing. It seems weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the idea of like getting together via Zoom after, you know, checking in on everyone, but actually like sort of sitting and eating with people via Zoom. It seems weird, but a lot of people do that. We did miss the annual Thanksgiving story that our goddaughter's grandmother tells us about the time she was on an African safari. And they were on the safari and they were driving through the savannah or the veldt, I don't fucking know, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And she saw a bunch of elephants. And they got very close to the elephants. I guess these elephants were pretty comfortable with people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got pretty close. And she was a bit of a wild card, I think is a fair statement to say about her. And she decided she wanted to get a picture of an elephant's cock.
All right.
So she got pretty close to the elephant and got to an angle where she was sort of underneath the elephant taking a picture of her cock. And just as she was taking the picture, the elephant peed. And she said it was like getting hit with a fucking hose.
Oh, she got hit with it.
Yeah, she got nailed with it. And
oh, that's great.
She said it was like getting hit with a fucking hose of urine. Said she'd never felt anything. And she said everyone was cracking up, thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. And she came back. And that was when the guy who was driving them around said, that's why you don't take a picture of an elephant's cock.
Yeah.
But yeah. But we get that one. She keeps forgetting that she's told us that story a million times. And so we
that
hear
one's
it
worth repeating
all the time. Yeah, it is. It's always a good one. She's got some good ones. She's definitely lived quite a life. To
Does
say
she
the
do
least.
Any act outs during it?
No, she's Dutch.
Okay.
So it's just part of the great joy is this very thick Dutch accent, you know, which I can't do, so I'm not even going to try to. But regaling this story, you know, about it about the elephant dick peeing all over her. Said she just smelled like pee for the rest of the day because they were nowhere near the camp.
Sure.
And then she was like, if they took her back, then everyone there, because there were other people on the thing, and everyone else would have had to have lost their safari part of the day.
Yeah.
So well, she just sat there smelling like piss. Were there like
lions following the car the rest of the day? Like,
well, I don't know if you know this or not, but lions don't really only will attack old or very young elephants. Okay. Elephants have no real natural predators.
Okay.
The idea that lions stalk and kill elephants is pretty uncommon, apparently.
Huh.
And you know why I know that, Noel?
Why?
Because today's topic is...
Today's topic is elephants. How to... I don't even know for this one. Fly with your ears all the way to the top.
Hey, Dumbo's problematic these days.
Is he?
Yeah, because of the whole crow bit.
Oh, when they did the remake, I didn't see the remake, but did they put
I didn't
the
see the remake
there?
Either. No, I bet they didn't, but I never saw the live action remake. No.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
When I saw the preview for that, I got all jazzed up.
I kind of did too, and then I just never followed through with it. I think it's on Disney Plus if you have Disney Plus.
I do not.
What's wrong with you? You have a child and you don't have Disney Plus?
Well, you know, when he gets old enough to watch TV, maybe we will. Or maybe you don't have not. Him... We have HBO Max. There's a lot of kids' show. Netflix.
You don't have
him shows.
Planted in front of a screen 24/7? What kind of parent are you?
Yeah, I know. We're falling behind.
That's what these kids are all into today. He should have his own iPad by now.
He's already, though, entranced by our phones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he wants
They really, it. It's crazy how badly they get sucked into those screens.
Oh, yeah. He'll just even stare at it turned off on the coffee table and be like reaching his hand over for it.
Because he knows it's fucking magic.
He knows it's a magic box that,
yeah,
that
he
we
knows
do
that.
All sorts of things with.
Uh-huh. And he knows that, you know, it will give him endless entertainment for the rest of his life.
Sure.
But, yeah, that was probably, I have to give us ourselves a pat on the back. The cleanest seg that we've ever done.
It was
into what the topic was.
Yeah,
like the smooth into what the topic was great.
Especially nice since job. When we discussed beforehand, mm-hmm. and neither of us had a story, and so I was just going to ramble until it was time to.
Yeah,
start
I could
the
tell.
Show.
I could tell. But usually your rambling is interesting and enjoyable, but today it was dead.
Hey, I'm a dad. I do. I have about an hour a day where interesting things, other than, you know, I personally find all the developments of Nigel very interesting. An audience that isn't enamored with him may not mm-hmm. as much. But I've got about an hour a day that is outside of that wall. So there's very little random acts going on in my life right now.
I hear you. Well, Noel, yes. With that hour a day, you did your research on elephants.
I did some research.
How are we going to get rich with them?
Okay. Well, so elephants, right? I figured there's got to be. Well, I would like to state this first.
Okay.
I realized that this is a momentous occasion.
Uh-oh. For the show or for you?
For the show.
What is it? What is it? It's sad that I don't know what it is, but
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No, no, it's not. It's not. It's not like our anniversary of anything. It's nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but as the world and our politics have gone to shit, our topics have gone down a dark, dark hole of we can't think of anything but... But it's probably from the fact that A, Trump's been defeated.
Mm-hmm.
B, he's finally allowing a transition to begin. We have a topic that is just a stupid topic that has nothing to do with anything. It's not quarantine this. It's not mm-hmm. we're so depressed. It's not how to stop crying. It's not... anything like that. We'll probably get back to that as the winter goes on.
How to Stop Crying. We should have done a How to Stop Crying episode.
We'll have plenty of opportunity this winter.
I feel like I could have learned a lot from that one.
This winter. We'll do a How to Stop Crying. And I'm sure, yeah, we'll be back there. But the world has improved enough, not entirely, but enough for us to do something, just something that we thought sounded fun that has nothing to do with our spiraling towards our demise.
There you go. It's true.
It is. It is.
Been primarily something related to the political situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the, or the then COVID. You
know, yes. So anyway, on that note, elephants, guys, I looked up, you know, strange facts about elephants, trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, you get the regular stuff, you know, they got big ears. They have the largest brain in the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They live to 50 to 70 years. But
the oldest one lived to 82.
86, I saw.
86? Okay, yeah. 86.
Which really
elephants and
think,
parrots should
you know
live
why,
together.
Do you know why most elephants die? I almost did a scheme on this.
Because of their teeth. They lose their teeth, and then they can't eat anymore.
They have three sets of molars. And when they've eaten through all of them, they can't eat anymore. If you just, this was going to be one of my ideas, but then I didn't do it. Make elephant dentures.
Oh, that's brilliant. They'd live forever.
They'd live forever. And maybe, you know, give them some vitamins.
I mean, they knock them out. Don't even just do dentures. Do implants.
Do implants, sure.
Because they could lose their dentures.
Yeah.
I know old people who lose their dentures all the time. They fall right out in the middle of a meal and they forget about them.
That's true.
That's what I'm going to be like. We're going to be doing this show like that.
Oh, we are. And our dentures are going to be falling out. Like one listener will just be like, these people.
And your 10-year-old son will be putting them back in your mouth for you.
10-year-old son. Hopefully I'm a little older than that at that point, but we'll see. Yeah, make elephant dentures, guys. Mm-hmm. Do the world a favor.
Yeah.
They eat a lot. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the fact right here. I was wrong about the three sets of molars.
It's six, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Their trunks are great. They can do all sorts of stuff.
They can hold 4 gallons of water in their trunk.
4 gallons of water in their trunks. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's 40,000 muscles in an elephant trunk.
Mm-hmm.
They have very sensitive screen, so that's why they have very sensitive skin, which is why they put all that mud on themselves and sunscreen.
Most incredible fact that if you get a wallet made out of elephant foreskin and rub it, you've got a suitcase.
Waka waka. Wow. Wow, Josh.
Wow. I threw that one out for you just because I know your feelings about circumcision in humans and elephants.
Pro, we should circumcise those elephants, guys. Pro elephant circumcision. Leave the ivory. Take the foreskin.
You have HBO Max?
Yes, yeah.
I know this is off topic, but just because we're talking about foreskin and I know you're feeling about it. What the hell's the name of the show? It's a new show on HBO.
The Elephant Foreskin Chronicles?
I'll tell you after the show. I'll find it and remind you.
Okay.
But there's
a half
episode about guys who want to replace their foreskin, and it is the most eye-opening, insane thing. And if I could have sent it to you, I would have sent it to you.
I'm sure you would have.
Because you would have died.
Tell me what it is, because I want to see
it. This dude basically does an interview laying on his bed with his cock out, strapped to a foreskin puller, talking about how important it is to have a foreskin and how robbed he felt of having his foreskin taken away.
Let me tell you something about people that do this. Because we did a show on foreskins once.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did cover people that wanted to, that missed them. My strong opinion is they're getting older. There's something going wrong with their wiener and they're blaming the foreskin instead of they're getting older and that's what's happening. It's not, they don't have a 17-year-old wiener anymore.
They don't have a 17-year-old wiener anymore.
You know what I mean? They're blaming some other issue on the fact that they don't have a foreskin. None of these people have a problem from not having a foreskin.
How To with John Wilson is the name of the show.
Oh, I've heard that's a good show.
And episode 3 is the one I want you to watch.
I'll give a quick mini review, too. Josh gave me, where we were discussing TV shows the other day, and he told me about a show on Apple TV that is with Ewan McGregor, where he and a friend ride motorcycles from the tip of Patagonia all the way up to L.A. And the reason he told me is because they go through Ecuador. So we started watching it, and let me tell you something. If you are intrigued by the timeless drama of watching batteries charge, then this is your show, because they're electric bikes, and half the show is about them, about them charging the batteries on their
show. The first couple episodes, it's entirely what it's about.
And when I say timeless, I mean, feel free, get up, go to the kitchen, do the dishes, come back. That battery's not done charging.
Yeah, I specifically told you to watch the Ecuador episode, but, you know, it's all good.
We just started at the beginning.
Yeah, that's fine.
Actually, we started at the beginning, and then we skipped the first episode, because the first episode was just them picking out 8 months of them picking out the motorcycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be interested in, like, road trips.
Yes.
To find any of it interesting at all, and be interested in what, you know, not honestly the most eloquent people in the world have to say about it.
Yeah.
You
well,
know.
And if you're into battery charging.
Yeah, and if you're into battery charging, this
Hunt
is the
chargers,
way to go.
Watching them charge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it stopped charging.
How can we charge it without a charger?
It really takes a deep dive into the whole battery charging universe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for the you know, shows that offshoot from it, the spinoffs.
Yeah, such as
like charging your phone.
Uh huh. Well, I think that's one of the things that they charge their phones from the battery on the thing, and that's why it runs out so much. It gets really boring when the batteries last longer when they get to warmer weather, and they don't really have anything to really discuss about the batteries getting charged.
I'm glad we didn't get that far. You know, at one point, they're like, we're going to do it all electric because that's the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they get these electric motorcycles. And they get an electric truck that is like the first of its kind off the manufacturing floor. And they go, and it's, I think, maybe day two. Both bikes and the truck all run out of power in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, dudes, now you see the problem.
And then they end up getting some trucks, some gasoline-powered trucks to pick them up and drag them to wherever they need to be.
And charge them.
Yep.
And with diesel
diesel generators.
Generators. As I say, guys, if you are into charging, you can't. It's a can't-miss.
Nope.
Anyway, another can't-miss is elephants getting rich with them, right? So more facts about elephants I looked up. They're not afraid of mice, but they're terrified of bees and ants.
I know who came up with the whole sell us on the idea is it cartoon writers?
I think it's just cartoon writers. Yeah. Cause it's such a,
it's the small versus big thing.
Yeah, I think so. Right. They have incredible sense of smell. They can smell water for 10 miles away. And they do have incredible memories. Incredible memories. They recognize themselves in mirrors, so they're self-aware. The only animals outside of dolphins, humans, and apes that can do that. They're very smart. They can use tools. So I'm like, what am I going to make? How are we going to get these people rich? We don't have all day, right? We got to get these people rich.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started thinking about the water thing, and I was actually thinking about it while I was feeding Nigel, my son Nigel.
Mm-mm.
And or thinking about feeding my son Nigel.
Just thinking about it.
It wasn't while I was actually doing it, because the thing is with Nigel is the doctor gave us the go-ahead to go through all sorts of different foods now, including many allergens. And I went, and today, actually, for the first time, gave him peanuts. They're actually these Israeli snacks that are puffed peanuts. They look like Cheetos, but they're made of nothing but peanut.
Okay.
And then
are
you got
Bombas?
Yep. I think so, yeah. Yeah. Then you got to watch him for like 2 hours to make sure he doesn't have like a horrible reaction.
Right.
And if not, you got to feed him every 2 to 3 times a week. You got to keep feeding him peanuts for a while to make sure they don't become allergic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And the reason that all these kids...
Is it like that with all potential allergens, or is it just
peanut
peanuts?
Is the only one that I've seen where you got to keep them on a regimen of like that. But I other things I've read haven't said that. Just some things I've read said, and then you got to keep giving them.
Right.
But that's why we have so many people terrified of peanuts now, because they stopped giving peanuts or other allergens to kids. And then they developed real allergies to them. So while I was thinking about that, I was like, man, you know, elephants love peanuts. Another cartoon trope. I don't know if that's true. Is it?
It's not true.
It's not true.
They do not like nuts at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cartoons, guys.
Does it ruin your thing? Because I'll
your research on your doctorate paper based on cartoons. You know, I mentioned this a long time ago before Nigel was born. But because at that time we were in heavy duty lockdown, we were in COVID bonanza back then. And trying to get ready for a baby to be born in that period was literally everything that we knew. We learned off YouTube, and it was just like, how do we do this? How do we do this? What about this? Everything we would look up on YouTube and watch, and it was like, we're probably going to end up with a QAnon baby because everything is like, every single thing was learned from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But don't do your papers based on cartoons.
Our show, for that matter.
No, our show, we weed out the cartoons, we weed out the YouTube, and we go straight for the Google. These are the things I had in my mind. And I was thinking about the other allergens with kids, right? There's eggs, there's other nuts. There's a whole list of them, right? But one other thing I remember, I was watching a long time ago, my cousin Marty, and he was allergic to bees, and he got stung by a bee, and within 5 minutes, his head swole up and looked like a cartoon head stuck on his little kid body.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, and I was thinking about that, and then like, yeah, that's another thing that so many people are allergic to, as a matter of fact. There are approximately 5 to 7.5% of people in the world experience severe allergic reaction to bee stings. And right now, a lot of these people are walking around scared crapless that they're going to get stung by a bee, and they're going to die, right? They've got their EpiPens. What if their EpiPen's not near? What if their EpiPen dried up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, there's got to be something more with this bee thing, right? So I looked into they're scared of the bees. There are farms in Africa, actually, they what they'll do is any fence that they put up to try to keep elephants out doesn't work, right? They'll trample right through a fence, electric fence, doesn't matter.
Right.
Dig a ditch, they'll go over it. No way to keep out these elephants from trampling their crops, from eating their crops, from doing whatever else they do. So they have been taking beehives and ringing their farm with beehives.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's been working. It's keeping.
Sure, I'm sure.
So there were some scientists that looked into this because it was kind of like it almost sounded to them like, you know, there's got to be something here, but it has a bit of a ring of an old wives' tale.
Mm-hmm.
So they looked into it, and they took the smell of an angry bee. Angry bees let off pheromones. And so they took the pheromones from angry bees. Well, actually, they stimulated it, and they put it on rocks. And they put the rocks in white socks and put them by watering holes. And the reason they put them in white socks is because elephants are very curious and playful. And they wanted it to be something that stood out as not of this environment. And 0% of the elephants in the control group stayed away from the watering hole. But when the elephants came anywhere near the rock in the sock that
should be a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah. That had the bee pheromones on it. They got crazy. They started waving their trunks around and stamping their feet, and they took off. And as a matter of fact, 86% of the elephants took off and wouldn't go near the watering hole with the sock with the bee pheromones.
Wow.
And the research went further to say that because elephants have such excellent memories, they highly suspect that the 14% of elephants that still went to that watering hole, it's because they never had a bad experience with bees. And they elephants that did all left. So that's, you know, and it was, where does it say? It was from quite a distance, too, that they would stop. It's not like they got up to the watering hole and then accidentally stepped on the rock and said, oh, what's this? Oh, my God, right. It's bee rock. Get away. Right.
Well, because they could smell it from up to 5 miles away.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't that far away, mm-hmm. but it was, let's say it was 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a ways, right?
They have very sensitive skin, apparently, elephants.
Yeah.
Their skin is like, has more nerve endings than human skin, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I imagine a bee sting can be extraordinarily painful for them.
Sure. And all those people out there that want to rebuild their foreskins, use elephant skin.
There you go.
Even more sensitive than what was stolen from you. So I started thinking, like, you know, you look around, people have they're service animals for so many things. And a lot of them are bull. They're, you know, some of them maybe not. They're service animals for emotional support, for epilepsy.
Are you saying that having Herschel qualified as a service animal is bull?
I'm saying you probably did it to get him on an airplane.
we've never brought him on an airplane.
Or to get him in a store.
That may be true.
So there's a lot of that going on. But there are also are a lot of very valid service animals out there. Right? So the service animals for epilepsy will be trained to, like, cradle your head if you have a seizure so you don't bang it on things, and to smell for signs of seizures and things like that. So what we need to do is we need to get service animal elephants. And maybe they'll only sell to people out in the country that have room for an elephant. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Think of the security. You give your kid who's horribly allergic to bees is going to go wander off, especially in the country. I'm sure that they're like like it was everywhere a long time mm-hmm. ago. They're just like, come back when it's dark, you know, go out there. This kid's not going to have an EpiPen.
Nope.
And if he does, he's gonna try and stick it in a tree or something like that, right? He's going to play darts with it. It's not going to be there. It's not going to work when it's needed. If you have a service elephant, he will spot the bees. He will keep the child safe and secure and unstung by these horribly allergen bees.
That's great.
And that's it. There's huge money in that. Huge money.
Yeah. And I can just imagine a little kid walking his elephant into school.
Mm-hmm.
His service elephant into school.
Yeah.
And into the grocery store.
Yeah. Elephant eat all the peanuts, make sure the kids don't get sick.
That's right. Go over big.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know if you remember, but when I was a kid, adventure books like crazy, mm-hmm. particularly that would happen in the dark continent of Africa, always spoke of the elephant's graveyard.
Yeah.
The elephant's graveyard, for those of you that don't know, although I imagine everyone at this point has seen The Lion King, and they do have a whole scene set in the elephant's graveyard. The elephant's graveyard is a place where all elephants apparently go during the final days of their life to die. Mm-hmm. Elephants are rumored to be drawn there by a mystical force. There have been many explorers over time who have claimed to have seen it, but none have ever managed to find it twice. Mm-hmm. Some reports claim it's located in Saudi Arabia in the deep desert. Others say it is past a series of craters in Kilimanjaro. And expeditions have been sent out, never to return again. What did I say? Did I not say The Lion King?
No, you did. I just sent you my Lion King picture we took today.
Oh, okay. I didn't. I just saw The Lion King came up on my phone. Oh. So I thought maybe I didn't say Lion King correctly.
No.
Some people speculate that the expeditions died of dehydration. Some say desert raiders got them. Unimportant. Doesn't matter. The thing about the elephant graveyard is, and why everyone wants to find it, everyone wanted to find it, still wants to find it, is because of the endless amount of ivory that would be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
True. Now, I think we all know the Asian elephant is an endangered species. The African elephant is currently not endangered, but the step before endangered. Like, they have to keep an eye on them all the time. There have been poachers who are now slaughtering elephant families by feeding them cyanide. In one case, something like 150 elephants were all killed via cyanide.
I read something about that, and they think it was natural. They don't think it was poachers.
Oh, they don't? They got cyanide naturally?
There was some. I read something about it, and it was something. It was some sort of cyanide mold or something like.
Oh,
that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. Well, you're off the hook for that one, poachers.
Yeah,
you'd rather slaughter with knives and guns the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
But basically, primarily due to poaching, elephant populations are drastically dropping, and they're only being poached for one thing only, and that's their tusks, which we know is ivory. Now, that being said, their teeth are also ivory because their tusks are the exact same material as their teeth, but they don't take all the teeth. They don't take those molars, which are huge. Each one of those molars are like 5-6 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But anyway, the idea being that in this elephant graveyard is all this ivory, which would possibly make you the richest man on earth because the demand for ivory is so high, and put these poachers out of business. Now, people have been looking for this forever. Mm-hmm. There have even been people who claim to have followed old elephants who were going off to die, and the elephants just walked in circles and wouldn't let them follow them. I was like, well, that's a problem. how are you going to get these elephants to trust you enough to take you to the graveyard, right? Well, the easiest way to get anyone to trust you is to be able to speak their language, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, thank God for the interwebs, because there is a new website translator developed by the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust and Elephant Voices called the Hello in Elephant website. And it translates human phrases into elephant calls. And you input a phrase by voice, text, or emoji. And you can see if it, and then it shows you a video of an elephant communicating the same sentiment to another elephant.
Wow.
So just like people do now, where they talk into their phone, they go to a foreign country and they don't understand the language, and they say, where's the, you know, into their translate app, they go, where's the library? And then they hold it up and play it. And then they have the person talk into it and play it back for them in whatever their language is. You can do the same thing with elephants. You can breach the gap, as it were. Become genuinely friendly with elephants. Get them to trust you and get them and explain to them that the reason you're looking for this is not to destroy their graveyard. It's not to compromise their places of worship and of their ancestors, but it's to save the future of the elephant. Because like I said earlier, they have no natural predators, really, other than humans looking for their ivory. And if the ivory tanks to a certain degree, that there's no poaching them is pointless, then the elephants can live and thrive. So this is what you're going to do.
Oh.
You're going to go and, just like Dr. Doolittle, talk to the elephants, walk with the elephants. You're going to befriend the elephants. This may take a little while. This may take a year or two before you get tight, before you make a bond with your elephant friends. And you're going to have them show you where the graveyard is. You're going to sell all that ivory. You're going to make a fortune. And in the process, you are going to, some of that money is going to go to the elephants directly so they can afford to protect themselves, pay for their own lands, and keep themselves safe and alive.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah, that's great.
Doing good in the neighborhood.
Doing good. You guys, that's fantastic. If only there was a way to give Josh and I some money for that idea, other than after you've gotten rich and you give us their tithe. There's not, but there is a way to give Radio Free Brooklyn some money. You can go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, hit the sponsor link, and make a pledge. That money goes to Radio Free Brooklyn, keeps the servers humming. And you've supported community radio. You've supported the arts. You've done a good deed. You get a tax break because Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 charitable organization. And you guys do it. Coming up this week, we have Giving Tuesday. It's one of the biggest days that of the year that Radio Free Brooklyn raises funds. We need it this year. 2020 has been hard on us, as it has been for a lot of the world. But if you have a little extra cash, we would appreciate it. If you want to support us in other ways, you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the app, iOS or Android. We have a sponsor that I'm going to give a brief little shout out to again. I'm not sure how long we're supposed to do it for, but I'm just going to keep doing it.
Until they tell us to stop.
Until they tell us to stop. Where is that thing? Okay, you guys, city running tours, right? Right now, you're all locked inside, eating pizza, stress eating, maybe a little less now that the transition started. Maybe not, because who knows who is assassinating higher Iranian officials. But, right? As soon as the stress notches down one bit, something happens that's going to take it back up.
In case anyone was wondering how Trump was going to burn it all down to leave it like a complete shit show for Biden.
Yeah.
A war.
Yeah, that would do it. Mm-hmm. You need to get out there. You need to burn some of that off. You need to expand your mind. City Running Tours is offering neighborhood running tours. It's a way to discover the history of New York neighborhoods while on the run. Choose from 23 different tours of neighborhoods in Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. You want to find out more about it, go to www.cityrunningtours.com/New York City and do it. That's it. I'm going to give our own little shout out too. My partner Nan is one of the producers of the Ecuadorian Film Fest in New York, the EFFNY. And on the 1st, they're about to start their 6th annual Ecuadorian Film Fest. Friend of ours, Nora, is going to be one of the judges this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Nora, that we know from Charlie Victor Romeo, play Josh and I were both involved in. Wife of Matt, who was on a couple times on the art episode and just guested another time. Just was on with us.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So she's going to be one of the judges. And this year, because of COVID, it's all online. So you can go to EcuadorianFilmFest.com. And because you can't go and pay $20 per movie like you used to have to, now you just pay $20 and you can see the whole thing from your couch, from your home. I have had the pleasure over the years of watching many of these movies, and there's a lot of really good ones in there, a lot of really interesting ones. You also, with the pass, will get like talkbacks and panel discussions and things like that if you want to. For those, you might need to speak Spanish, though. But you guys, if you're sick of Netflix, if you want to broaden your horizons and you're not of the running sort, get a pass to the Ecuadorian Film Fest. I do know that we have some passes that Radio Free Brooklyn's going to be able to give out. I'm not sure which shows are going to be doing that. But if you want a free pass, if $20 is too much right now, listen to Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'm sure there's a way you can get a free pass. Okay? That is all our stuff. Thanks for listening to our schlepping our shtick. So as thanks, Josh finds another way for you to get extra rich that has nothing to do with elephants. Mr. Josh, take it away.
The Get Rich Quick Tip of the Week, brought to you by Radio Free Brooklyn.
Most people fail in life because they have a gift, but they hoard it. They don't use it because they feel like it might be taken advantage of. Or they feel like it might be underappreciated. And if you don't use your gift, you lose your gift. If you give everything to the universe, then the universe will make sure to give everything back to you. So that's the secret. If you share every single gift that you have back to the world, then the world will make sure to share every single gift back to you.
All right, there you go. There you go. That guy's a moron. Listen to us. We want to get you rich. We want to do it right now. We want to do it fast. We're running behind schedule. So, elephants, how are we going to get rich with them? I'm going to tell you another idea right now. The other thing that really struck me is how much elephants eat. And I was reading something recently about the civet cat coffee that we've spoken about before, where it said that the most expensive coffee in the world is civet cat coffee, where civet cats eat the coffee beans, poop them out, and it's super expensive. Apparently, there's even more expensive out there, and it's elephant poop coffee.
Yeah, I sort of read a little something about that too. I didn't go into it, but I thought I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, so there's elephant poop coffee, where the elephants eat the coffee beans, poop them out. You get a little bit of a less yield because the elephants digest actually some of the beans. You could do that. Apparently, the civets, there's a big controversy around it right now because they're basically force feeding them like foie gras.
Oh, really?
And,
yeah.
And they're saying it's very cruel. You don't have to worry about that with elephants because they eat something like 3,000 pounds of food a day. So you can slip a couple pounds of beans in there and not have to worry about it. But the other thing I read when looking at the civet cat stuff is someone was selling civet cat chocolate. And they were feeding civet cats cocoa beans, and then the civet cats were shitting them out. and they were making chocolate from that. Apparently, it was very good, extremely expensive, and it sounds like something an elephant would love. So take an elephant, feed it cocoa beans and coffee. They eat so much. You can put find a little bit of everything you need to put in there. Let them shit it out. You make coffee. You make chocolate. You'll sell it for top dollar. It's basically a walking around gourmet food factory. That's it.
Yeah, that's great. I guess I'll shoot mine out really quickly.
Shoot out.
So as Noel had mentioned, elephants are amongst the smartest, if not the most intelligent animals on Earth. They have complex folds. They also have a more developed hippocampus, a brain region responsible for emotion and spatial awareness. Studies indicate they are superior to humans in keeping track of multiple objects in 3D space. Elephants commonly show grief, humor, compassion, cooperation, self-awareness, as Noel said, tool use and playfulness, and have excellent learning abilities. There are many reports of elephants showing altruism towards other species. There's even some videos out there of elephants coming together to rescue some trapped dogs and getting injured during the process, but willing to put themselves up against it, which makes me think that they're not at all unlike humans in the sense that they have a willingness to risk their own lives to save others. So what does the world need more of? Rescue elephants. You could have them working in ski resorts. You can have them working around the world, doing good, rescuing people, and you came up with it. They're your elephants. You're going to make millions and billions of dollars.
Sure, or you could further train the service elephants to be rescue elephants as well.
That's true. That was that when you had mentioned your service elephant idea, I was pretty much the same thing. But
But yours is a whole different angle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, guys, what do we got?
56:47.
Okay, so we don't have time to tell you how you spend your money. We don't have time to tell you how great our ideas are. We do have time to tell us if you want to get in touch with us, go to Twitter at GRQ Josh Noel.
Email us at GRQ with Josh and Noel at gmail.com.
Get us on Facebook at Facebook/GRQ Josh Noel. Go to iTunes, anywhere that you download podcasts, and download, rate, review. If you only listen to a podcast form, tune in Saturday nights, 8 o'clock, Radio Free Brooklyn. Get the scheme 5 days before anyone else. Get there early, listen to Art Start Scene, stick around afterwards, listen to the circuit. There's a lot going on at Radio Free Brooklyn. Listen to it and give us some money on Tuesday.
Yeah, we have time for one rule.
Okay, so how do you know our rules? Our ideas are so good that you're going to get rich. As Josh scours the internet for rules of getting rich quick to which your judge or schemes by, give us a rule.
Rule number one, what you think and speak really matters.
What you think and speak really matters. Translate into elephantese, and that's it. You're rich.
Yeah, there it is, guys. So once again, we're getting rich with our ideas. So for Josh
and Noel, don't spend all that knowledge in one place.
¶¶